Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today, October 10th, 2018. It is the 1010 portal, an energy of understanding, an energy of completion. New cycles will begin as new cycles end, and any time that we have a 1010 energy signature, we know that something has been obtained. And this is also a good way to look at the energies from this recent new moon and what you have learned. So thank you for joining me, because we're going to talk more about these energies of this week. The middle of October is quite big in what it's bringing up and what it's showing us. The new moon on October 8th was at 15 degrees of Libra, and it had some tension to it. It had some pressure. There was something that perhaps you were feeling either within yourself or with another that had to come out or be realized. And all of that can help you with a higher level of consciousness around yourself and your needs in relationships. So this coincides with the 1010 energy of something coming to fruition, an understanding, a higher vantage point than perhaps you previously had around a relationship or around a part of your life. A lot of October's energies is applying a pressure on us to really dive in to what's going on under the surface. And that's partly because of this Venus in Scorpio retrograde, and it's because of the intensity of this time. The planets are requiring us to not hold back the truth of who we are. So, on that note, we're going to have some good things to cover in this week's show. And I also hope that this has validated perhaps anything that you've been feeling or moving through, that it's right on time if you're feeling triggered or if things are coming up in a big way. I appreciate that you make time for this show. It's wonderful to connect with many of you every week. And welcome to those of you who are new to this podcast. Thank you for joining me. I do have a few quick announcements to give you before we dive in to more of the astrology of right now. One thing I want to make sure and share with you is that if you are a healer, a spiritual teacher, a spiritual expert, a reader, you're doing anything to assist people on their path, even as an author, even as anyone who's sharing messages. I have a whole website at mollymccord.online filled with resources, advice, and tips for developing your business. And it's geared towards online businesses, but it's also beneficial if you're just trying to get out there more. So please check out mollymccord.online. There are many videos in the free library, many teachings, and I believe that it's time for so many people to make a real good impact with their work, their soul mission, but also to make money and to gain the confidence in your soul work and what you're here to share and give to other people. So that website, mollymccord.online, is filled with all kinds of stuff for you. Now, I also have for you another free ebook that you can download for a limited time. This free download is available starting today, October 10th, until October 14th. It's available on Amazon worldwide. And this is a short story that deals with healing grief with authenticity and love. And it includes spiritual perspectives on divine feminine energy, divine partnership, heart consciousness, communal wisdom, honoring of emotional cycles, Ho'oponopono, and the love and abundance imprint. This is a short story that is filled with an understanding of the importance of moving energies through you. When you feel grief come up, when you feel sadness, when you feel a loss. And this is a short story that's designed to help give you new insights in how to honor your full process. It also is a short story that is essentially a reminder that you have had lifetimes and experiences of love, of abundance, where you really felt safe and calm and in a divine partnership with another person. Most people have this in their soul experiences, and we can forget about those energies or those imprints in our lives because we get so focused on where we have to do healing, on where the work is, on where there's more intense things to clear out. And so this is also a short story that reminds you that your soul knows true love, and it knows passion, and it knows abundance, and it knows all these parts of you that perhaps you've felt out of touch with. So I hope that this is a book that returns you to this place within yourself of a true love within yourself as well as with another. I hope it helps remind you of what it means to be in that state of trust and receiving as well. So again, this is a short story. It's from my book, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire. And this is just one chapter from that book. It is available as an audio book as well. And it is something that I hope, you know, is the right message for you right now. So again, it's available October 10th until October 14th only on Amazon worldwide. And when you go to Amazon, you will need to click, it will say it's the price is zero, and then you click buy now because the price is zero. So that's how you can get the free download. So let's dive in here to what we have going on with the sun at 17 degrees of Libra, just over the halfway point of this sign. And we have now Mercury that has moved into Scorpio. We have Venus retrograde in Scorpio and Jupiter in Scorpio. So even though the sun is in Libra, which is the air sign where we relate to other people, we have conversations, it's about objectivity and being able to analyze and see something from two different vantage points. It's objective in that it's that sense of, well, let's talk this through, let's work this out, you know, what can we discuss? It's problem solving, and it's also sharing. Libra wants to find the peace, the harmony, the win-win. It is the diplomat who's looking for what can work for both sides. Where can our needs meet each other? Where can we meet in the middle? And so Libra gives us the skills to want to be in partnership with others, to want to have situations that are beneficial. And yet there's an undertone now with three planets in Scorpio. And even as I do this live broadcast, the moon is also in Scorpio too. And the Scorpio energy is essentially how you feel. And those feelings can be under the surface. They can be hidden, whether that is in your unconscious or your psyche, or they can be known, whether you're very aware of how you feel, but you don't know if you want to share what you feel. Scorpio is a water sign. It has an intensity to it, a passion, a drive, and there can be the emotional undercurrents that show up with this focus on Scorpio energies right now. Mercury just moving in to Scorpio is quite an interesting energy because Mercury is how we think and how we speak, how we learn and how we take in information and what we think about. But when Mercury goes into Scorpio, we want to know more, and we tend to want to know what's going on under the surface. Whether that's with another person, what are they hiding? What are their secrets? What are they not saying? Mercury in Scorpio can be more suspicious, if you will. It can be very inquisitive at getting to the truth of something and asking the questions. However, it can also be the person who is just staring at you, trying to get some information, seeing if you're going to volunteer something. It's quite interesting how this energy, it has a lot going on internally. So So another way that Mercury in Scorpio shows up is that it doesn't say a lot. And it looks to see what you're going to say and what you're going to put forth. So that can be part of the power games of Scorpio. Scorpio is very aware of power dynamics and control and how not saying something can be powerful, just as speaking the truth can be powerful. Scorpio energy is about how we connect with others in a more intimate way. And so this Mercury in Scorpio can bring up who you talk to about your secrets or about what's happening within you. Who do you trust? Who can you go to when you feel vulnerable, when you're moving through parts of yourself that perhaps are really deep? There's people who can go there with you that you can trust yourself with at an intimate level. So there can be a sense here of I've got to get something off my mind. If you've been holding something within you, if you want to, find that person who will really listen. Scorpio energy is associated with healing. And so it's the therapist that you go to talk about your fears, your shadow energy, what you're worried about, your secrets. It can talk about where you've been deceptive. This is also part of the Scorpio energy that we've been moving through, where the secrets have been revealed, deception has come up to the surface, and it unearths what's underneath. So now that we have both Mercury and Venus in Scorpio, it changes the tone of our personal relationships. The planets associated with our personal energies on a daily basis are Mercury, Venus, and Mars, and they are the faster-moving energies. And so with both Mercury and Venus in Scorpio, we want to dig in, and we want to get underneath what is being said, and we know that there's more to the story. And that is what we're curious about, right? What is not being revealed? Also in the astrology, Venus and Mercury are similar as siblings. They're the sibling relationship. And so they are basically in cahoots right now, and they're going to make a conjunction with each other. And that will be on Monday the 15th and Tuesday the 16th. It depends on your location on the planet. Mercury and Venus will be conjunct in Scorpio at 9 degrees, and this is where Mercury is going to tell Venus something, and she's going to receive information, and she's going to get information and sit with it because she's retrograde and she's traveling backwards, but Mercury is traveling forward. So it's a bit like a baton pass where Mercury has something to tell the feminine, information, details. It's a tip. It's a secret. It's saying, hey, maybe you didn't catch this the first time, but here's something for you to know. So early next week, you want to just see what comes up and what you hear or what transpires that is meant to be useful for the Venus in Scorpio retrograde period. Mercury is the storyteller. He has information. He has details. He has tips. And when he's in Scorpio, I tend to see him as like a secret agent. He's a secret agent man who wants to let you know something that not everybody knows. So it's very interesting energies right now because the sun in Libra is about how you can go out and hang out with people and talk things through and have some good conversations. But the Scorpio energy means that there's some stuff under the surface that just isn't ready to be revealed yet. Secrets are lurking. Things are being, deals are being done behind closed doors. Things are happening out of the public eye. Now, there's examples of this all over the world right now, and it's an interesting time because there's information that isn't coming to light. Now, I believe that's really going to change in November. And in November is when Mercury will go into Sagittarius and Venus will be back in Libra. But throughout about October here, the middle of October, there's things happening, and we can feel it. Because Scorpio is intuitive. It's a feeler. It knows when there's lies. And so we all have our BS detectors turned up to 11 right now because we know there's some stuff going on. The truth isn't out yet. And what is it? So it's an interesting time of mystery with all this Scorpio energy. And it's kind of just going with it at this time. The Scorpio energy is actually supported by both the planets in Pisces, which are Neptune, who's retrograde at 14 degrees in Pisces, and Chiron, who is retrograde at 29 degrees of Pisces. And both the Pisces planets are okay with things not being clear, of just trusting the process. Just trust the divine timing, allow things to reveal themselves, don't be too attached. And that's a gift right now because the Scorpio energy can be very, very attached. Scorpio is also the energy of addiction, obsessions, the things we don't let go of. It has the need to control. And the Pisces planets are saying, don't be attached to some stuff. Don't be attached to anything, in fact, because if you can continue to flow and just go with this time and go with the process of it, it will work itself out. It will work itself through. Now, the other energy that supports the Scorpio intensity right now is Saturn at 3 degrees of Capricorn and Pluto moving direct now at 18 degrees of Capricorn. And both of the planets in Capricorn are saying, now, just take a minute and be clear. What is really worth your time? What is really worth your effort? Where do you need to follow through on commitments and things that matter? So you can have all of your feelings and passions and everything happening within you, but the Capricorn energy says, okay, now make something real. This is an earth sign that's really about the physical world, what you do on a daily basis, where you are showing up to work on the dream, on the project, on what needs to get done. It's about the long term. So it's actually an interesting energy right now with these planets working together. And yet the sun is left out. The sun in Libra, because it doesn't have support right now. It's still approaching this square to Pluto. The sun is at 17 degrees. Pluto's at 18 degrees. The sun moves a degree a day, so it will be at 18 degrees of Libra on the 11th. And will be an exact square to Pluto in Capricorn, which is part of the energy of the new moon, where things were pushing you, applying pressure, there was discomfort, and this will depend on your chart, your natal astrology chart, where this energy shows up. It just feels like you know stuff is going on, but what? And there is a lot going on, and it's under the surface, and it's not quite clear yet. I'm getting the image of it being, it's like a few layers into the earth, okay? So it's like a few layers into the earth's crust where things are happening, and you don't know what it is, but you feel it, and you feel the rumblings, and you feel the energy, and you feel things moving, and things not quite shaking, but you're like, is there going to be a shake? Isn't it interesting? I mean, I feel it as, I don't think it's nervousness. I feel it as, what's going on? Like the sense of, will someone just say what's happening? It's a sense of don't be deceptive, where the Scorpio planets do want to hide things and don't mind being a little bit deceptive. But the other planets are saying, no, just tell me the truth. Tell me what's going on. So that's this tension right now that's really potent throughout the middle of October. And if you're feeling that, it's calming down the heart, first of all. Okay. So what I'm feeling is it's simply that taking the palm of your hand and putting it on your heart to tune into your heartbeat is connected to the universal heartbeat, and just feeling that connection there. And then I feel this energy moving down from your heart down through the bottom three chakras to the root chakra. And the root chakra, which is red, is where you need to remember that you're safe. You're safe because the root chakra goes into fight or flight, and it's looking to be secure and grounded. So the bottom three chakras are the masculine chakras. They are about our safety, our security, how we create, how we make money, how we feel powerful, and our sense of really feeling strong in our I am identity and our ego sense of confidence in the highest and healthiest ways. The bottom three chakras support your sense of who you are, and they are the masculine chakras. The top three chakras are the feminine chakras, throat chakra, third eye, and your seventh chakra. And these are the feminine qualities of speaking your truth, intuition, and being connected to spirit. Now, all of us have all seven chakras, and chakras are about the spinning wheels of energies. So all of us have that. We have the top three chakras, the feminine, the bottom three chakras, the masculine, and they meet together in the heart chakra. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra, where the masculine and the feminine energies meet within you to create that yin-yang, that balance, that sense of wholeness and completion. And when these chakras are in alignment and are feeling strong, that's where you feel strong in your ability to be on the planet, to make money, to feel powerful, to be yourself, to create, to trust yourself, to trust your heart, to trust your voice, to trust your intuition, and to be connected to spirit or a bigger power. All these energies are here within each of us to be embraced and claimed. And when we can feel that something is rumbling and something's happening but we don't know what, it can make us unsteady. So now I'm getting the image of visualizing all seven of your chakras that are actually encased in a beautiful, gorgeous oak tree. And that oak tree, it feels like it actually extends into your aura, around your aura. It holds your energy field. It is strong, solid, gorgeous, grounded, and it doesn't sway by storms. It doesn't mind any rumblings. It's just strong, right? It's sturdy. And this oak tree energy that I feel is something that's reminding you that no matter what you're feeling or sensing, you're okay. You're good. It's good. It's just part of the current energies, the current cycles of what's being learned, of what's happening. This visual can help with maintaining your energy field. And visualizing those bottom three chakras, feeling safe, stable, grounded as the energy goes down into the earth, as the foundation and the roots of the tree. And then the energy going up into the top three chakras, the feminine chakras, that are the branches, the leaves, and opening up to the energies from above. So this visual right away can just calm down anything that's going on that we can't see clearly, but we can feel. There's strong, it's like the senses right now, it's like a sensory overload perhaps that you can't quite put words to. There's a lot of planets in water signs. Mercury, Venus, Jupiter in Scorpio, and then Neptune, Chiron in Pisces, right there. Five planets in water signs plus the moon in Scorpio, although the moon will be changing and could be in a different sign by the time you listen to this podcast. And so things are floating and things are moving. And I think that we feel it. And I get the image of even at a cellular level, there's a vibration happening. And it's that sense of you could feel it as anxiety or nervousness, because there is great unease in the world right now around what is going on and things shifting and there being escalations of issues. And I feel like there's so much here that asks you to focus on what is true for you. Because so much of the 3D is all an illusion. And I don't mean that to sound flippant, because it's understanding how the 3D is really about a limited energy of fear and power. It's the ego mind's domain. It's where there's things that you believed, you previously believed were important. The 3D constructs tend to be where we were on autopilot and we thought, this is success, this is happiness, this is what I have to do in life to be recognized, to be important, to be powerful, to make money. The 3D has good things too. I mean, there's good things that can come from that the constructs of the third dimension, but they're limited because it can feel like you hit a plateau. And you understand that, okay, I have what I thought were the checklist of life requirements. I made the money. I have a job. I have a great family. I have, you know, the car in the garage, and I thought that would make me happy. And so the 3D is where we also come to the limitations of a reality that can only take us so far. Because it is the ego mind's domain. It is where we believe there is power. We believe there is happiness. But it's all limitations. And that's when people start to question or wonder, well, what else is there for me? And then you have the bridge, the 4D bridge to the 5D. Now, the fifth dimensional energies are higher energies of unconditional love, acceptance, forgiveness, compassion. They're where the heart energies thrive. They're where you understand the bigger picture. It's where your spiritual self emerges and reminds you you're safe and you're okay. The fifth dimension is where you experience true joy and true happiness because you truly love who you are. You understand your talents and your gifts. You've opened up to even more of who you are. Now, the Pisces energies, Neptune and Pisces and Chiron and Pisces, are helping everyone with the 5D expansion to not get too locked into the physical world, the three-dimensional limits, because you're more than that. You're more than those energies. And so there's a push, and it happens in many different ways for people. There can be a crisis. There can be a breakdown. There can be your life falling apart. There's usually something that creates some chaos around what you thought was important, and then you realize it's really not. You're more than this. Your self-identity is bigger than what you were conditioned or programmed to believe. These are all the Pisces energies. And so we feel rocked, and we feel like we're ready for more, and then the spiritual information becomes more interesting and or curious, and you want to learn more. And there is that understanding of energies. Because the fifth dimension is all about energies, essentially, and how big energy is, and how big your soul is, and how big possibilities are. And that opens you up to more, more, more than you never saw before. But in order to get to the 5D, there's a bridge. And that bridge is where you're learning, you're gaining knowledge, you're putting things into practice, you're putting them into use, you're trying to get stronger at this new way of moving through the world. And so the 4D bridge, the bridge is typically that even number, because even numbers provide balance and stability. So the bridge between the 3D to the 5D is the 4D, and then there's the bridge between the 5D to the 7D, which is the 6D. clearly, numbers go in order, but the reason why it's even numbers is because all the even numbers are stable, and they help you work with something and to balance where you've been with where you're going until you've fully arrived energetically on the other side. So that 4D bridge is where people learn and they're trying to grasp new concepts and understand things. I believe that in this current energy, we actually move between the 3D and the 5D quite a bit, that it's kind of part of where we learn to intentionally focus our energy. So, for example, you can focus, you can be aware of what's going on in the 3D. You can be an observer. In Monday's show, I talked about how politics are a great way to be that observer because the political world is one of the densest energies of the planet on the planet, and it's very 3D, right? It's power, it's money, it's hierarchy, it's patriarchy, it's unhealthy energies, it's power games and secrets and all the stuff on the planet that's really actually quite dense and that we're looking to I'm getting the image of like a fist trying to punch through the wall, like punch through some of the density, punch through the brick wall to help infuse it with new energies. And so politics are a great place to observe these energies in the world and how they're playing out and what the themes are. But that doesn't mean you have to be at the 3D vibration. You don't have to contribute to fear. You don't have to be in fear. You can be that observer. So it's understanding that when your energy has ascended beyond the reality and the constructs of the third dimension, you can be on the 4D bridge or the 5D energy reality and be the observer of what's going on, but you're conscious of your energy. You're not placing your energy in the fear, right? You're not contributing to that. Instead, you're maintaining what is right for your vibration. You're maintaining, no, my energy is going to be over here, but I'm observing what's happening over there. This is part of how we are consciously working with our energies right now, and it's really important. It's important to not contribute to the fear, but it's also important to not judge yourself if you go in to some of the 3D stuff or you get triggered or you feel a reaction. I think that's very human, and I feel like it's just part of this process where there's things that will get to you because they're personal, they're part of your story, they're relatable, they matter to you. I feel that it's okay to just say, yeah, this is really getting to me, because it also shows where you're ready to heal next, where you're ready to get stronger next, and to not judge yourself in any way for any of those third dimensional triggers or anything that is pulling you into that arena. That's just my philosophy on it, because I don't think it does any good to feel shame or to be hard on yourself or to think, oh, I should be beyond this or, oh, I should be above this. No, I mean, this is part of the human experience, is that we go back and forth. And you can visit. You can make a short-term visit to the 3D energies, but then you know, you trust yourself, will be like, well, I'm only staying here for a little bit and I'll be right back to the higher energy soon. I feel that there are people who can be unicorns about this stuff and say, well, you should never, or you can't, or you're not really a high vibrational person, blah, blah, blah. You have to choose for yourself what resonates philosophically. And for me, that doesn't resonate, because I think part of this human experience is the back and the forth at times. And there's times when you can feel wildly detached, when you don't care. And then there's times when you passionately care. Earlier this summer, I passionately cared about what was happening in the U.S. between families and children being separated. Like, that really was something that I was really, like, passionately cared about. And I think that's valid at times if you have that cause, if you have that something that matters to you, and how you then take your higher energy and you contribute it to the 3D energy field. So I hope this makes sense, because it's how you are being responsible with your energy, and this is how we change the energy on the planet and how we continue to trust this ongoing evolution and how we trust what we can't see, which is also the Pisces energies. So there is a way to be very much in charge of yourself at all times. This is also the Capricorn energies of self-mastery, where you're saying, these are my standards. This is my integrity. This is what it looks like when I take my spiritual principles and apply them to the real world. And this is how I'm going to choose to show up, and this is how I'm going to choose to be in the world. This is all very important right now. It's only going to increase in importance. And so any ways that you feel yourself getting stronger and being able to really embrace those energies for yourself are going to serve you for the long run. So we have this energy right now of feeling things are happening. It's under the surface. There's secrets. There's more that's going to come out. What is it? What's going on? And yet, at the same time, all of your energy is safe, solid, grounded, secure. And that's where you go, and that's what you feel, and that's what you choose, because it's choosing where you put your energy and where you put your power. We have 1 month left of Jupiter in Scorpio. Jupiter is currently at 23 degrees of Scorpio, and we'll be moving into Sagittarius November 9th. Jupiter in Scorpio has been showing all of us our deeper fears. And it's required a lot of work. And I've talked with many of you through one-on-one astrology sessions about the fears that are coming up and the parts of yourself that you didn't realize were there. It's a lot of emotional work. It can feel like, what am I... You know, I have to do this. What am I doing here? That it's not going away. It's never ending. It's sort of like walking through that dark tunnel that never ends. It could feel like a dark night of the soul. I was talking with one of my friends about how in my life I feel like I could have a dark night of the soul punch card because I've had multiple dark nights of the soul at different times, at different stages of my life where I was going through big transformations. So it's like if I just had a punch card, it's like I'd get something for free by the 10th one, right? But that's what this energy has been with the Jupiter in Scorpio, is that it's the gift of understanding your fears, of understanding what's underneath and what's been hard and what you are actually ready to heal, to acknowledge, and to find a new sense of power over. Jupiter in Scorpio is going to bring in the new levels of personal power by the time it finishes its journey in this sign. And I hope that you feel that rising. There's only 7 degrees left of Jupiter in Scorpio. I hope you feel the rising back up. So say that you've been in that dark tunnel and you've been walking under the earth and it's been really dark. I hope you feel the earth below you start to incline as you walk back up to the top and you emerge at the top and back into the sunlight. So it's like if you've been in that dark tunnel, you're going to start feeling the incline back to the light. And the energy will be changing when Jupiter goes into Sagittarius, because then you have a new understanding of who you are now. Scorpio transforms us. And again, with the planets in Scorpio right now, there's all the inner work going on. And it's private, it's personal, it's emotional, and it can feel deep. It depends on how you deal and how you move through Scorpio energy. But it's giving you that sense of power that you didn't realize you had before. And now you're saying, okay, this fear that I used to have, I've worked through it, I see it differently, and now I feel powerful because I've transformed it into a new understanding of myself. I've transformed it into something different that supports me. So I think that by the time Jupiter is done in Scorpio, we're all just going to be like a collective relief. And it will be that sense of returning to the light, returning to a new sense of I'm ready for the next adventure, the next inspiration, the new sense of motivation, because Sagittarius is a fire sign. So it brings back the fire. It brings back the light after the darkness. So just 1 month left of that. So if you can honor where you're at right now, if it felt intense or emotional, just honor that this is where you're at and it's not going to be this way forever. And don't forget to keep loving yourself, accepting yourself, that it's part of the human journey at times and that it won't last for long. And that you've also been supported this whole way through, that you've never truly been alone or struggling on your own. There's always been support, be it through online information, be it through your spirit guides, be it through God, be it through whatever you feel supports you in other realms. It's always been there. This energy right now, as we move through October, feels like, I was going to say a birthing canal, but it feels like more than that. I'm just listening to what I mean by that. I'm listening to what information I'm receiving because, okay, because there's the frustration that it's like, I thought something would be done by now, or I thought this would be done. Like, why am I still here? Why am I still in this? Enter, you know, fill in the blank. Mars in Aquarius is squaring Venus. That's been the frustration around, why can't I get what I want? Why isn't something moving or budging? Then Mercury is going to come through and square Mars. Because Mars, he likes to move faster, and that square is also going to be happening on October 20th, so there's some tension, and then it's going to feel like, when are things going to move? Like, that's just what I'm sensing, is that I thought I'd be done with something by now, is just what I'm hearing. So, again, being gentle with yourself, relieving yourself of feeling overly responsible for what you can't control. Because as much as we can control parts of our lives or stuff that we just can't, you just can't, right? And so you just say, okay, today I do this, but I keep my vision, Mars in Aquarius, I keep my vision moving forward. I keep my physical energy on where I want to go. Like, it's not losing track of the dream or the destination. It's staying aware that the bigger picture is there. And I'm just looking here at this chart because Mars doesn't have any support right now. Mars is in an air sign and the sun is in an air sign, but they're not supporting each other. So it could feel like you're not supported. It could feel like some things are still just a struggle mentally. So take care of your mind. Take care of where your mind goes. If you're fighting something, if you're spinning in it, allow yourself to have a break, to write things down. You know, the power of just writing it down and getting it out of your head can be a great relief. Talking it out with somebody, talking it out with a friend, just getting it out of your head and just allowing it to rest can also be the right use of this time. So I hope that helps you with the energies of right now and to know that, again, if you visualize that oak tree, if you visualize the stability of it, that can really support what's going on. And please know that November actually looks November just has a real different kind of energy to it. So that's good to know. However, we are here. We are today. We are in the present. And as you practice mindfulness, you know that I have what I need today. I am okay. And yes, there's always things in the present that require our energy, and to make sure that you're giving energy to right now, because it's easy to give energy to the past, easy to give energy to the future, but give your energy to right now, to the current place where you're at. And it brings, I feel like, again, coming back to the chakras and quieting the mind and quieting the emotions are just going to help you feel quieter and in control and in control. Wow, this show went really fast, but I hope it helped with what you were looking for and needing to hear right now. I hope that it brought you something valuable. Thank you so much for all of you who listen every week. It's a joy to connect with you, and to all the new people I'm connecting with, nice to meet you. Again, don't forget you can download this free short story until October 14th. The links are below the video here. And until Monday, I wish you a beautiful day ahead. I'll be back here with the Monday show. And I wish you a beautiful week and weekend ahead, my friends. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for you on this journey, and I hope to connect with you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.